anytime the temperature is above, what, 40 degrees, we need to be worried about ticks. And of course, now we've got temperatures consistently in the 50s and higher. So talk about what we're looking at for ticks this year.
We have to be mindful when temperatures are above freezing. Anytime you have temperatures above freezing and a break in snow cover, you'll have tick activity. If you look at the case data on Lyme disease, you see cases of Lyme disease in January, February, March. So it's something that I think the risk of getting a tick bite and something like Lyme disease is year-round.
So really, the lesson here is, much like with applying sunscreen, even if it's cold out, you should be protecting yourself.
Absolutely. I mean, the primary tactic in the box that we recommend is permethrin-treated clothing and footwear. I wear it year-round. And if you do that, you've reduced your chances of getting a tick bite by at least 90%.
Is there any way to gauge how bad the tick population might be in a given year? Are there kind of environmental factors that would encourage more ticks?
There's a lot of media coverage right now that predicting the tick apocalypse. And I just kind of roll my eyes. We did 5 years of surveillance. And what we saw at 14 different sites that we were monitoring, tick populations vary year on year, but not by, you know, a tremendous amount. So the populations are regulated by the structure of the host animal community. So it's really about how many mice and chipmunks and squirrels and how many eggs were laid. The rain, I've read reports that the rain caused a huge tick surge, and rain doesn't create ticks. Okay, this is not spontaneous generation, all right? What all the precipitation does is it creates environmental conditions that are conducive for the ticks to be active, and they have a behavior called questing, where they get up on foliage and they point their legs up in the air. And when you have conditions where the humidity drops, when you get dry conditions, it forces the ticks back down deeper into the leaf litter. So with all this wet weather, it just provides conditions where they can be out there for a longer period of time, and it just increases the probability you're going to bump into one of these little landmines.
And remind us where you might be the most prone to find a tick.
Yards are a good thing to consider, because surveillance research showed that 2/3 of the people that were submitting a tick for identification got those ticks in their own backyard. So ticks and gardening go hand in hand. So you're not going to find ticks out in the middle of a lawn. You know, short grass, direct sunlight, that's just not a good environment for deer ticks. Lone star ticks, we're finding them in places we don't, you know, see deer ticks. But you look at the edges of your lawn, so it's cooler, more humid, that's where you're going to find the ticks. So as part of a yard management strategy, I am a proponent of perimeter yard sprays. So a spray right about now to Memorial Day, and then a month later. And that'll cover that window of when the nymphs are active. And they're just starting to come out now. And the problem with that stage of the tick, they'll be with us until early August, and they're the size of a poppy seed. And so, you know, it can elude a tick check.
Larry Dapsis, entomologist for the County of Barnstable, the Cape Cod Extension. Thank you, as always, for your insight.
Well, very good, and stay tick safe.